I'm Gene Purcell.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And it's time for another edition of Hidden Wisconsin, where we talk to people who do the jobs that make Wisconsin work.
A cab driver. Well, it's a city's unsung ambassador, the first resident a visitor encounters, for better or worse.
Rory Orgill drives his cab 7 nights a week in Milwaukee, and he's been at it for a long time. Rory, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you very much. I'm honored, and it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, and it's nice to be talking to you, too, now. 7 nights a week for how many years are we talking about here?
You know, it's been so long, I've kind of lost track now. But I'm guessing probably 15, 16 years. And it's usually 7 nights a week. Occasionally, I do take some time off, maybe on a slower night, like a Monday or Tuesday. But it's almost easier to keep the 7-night-a-week schedule because of the crazy hours you work. If you take a night off, it tends to throw your body clock off, so it's almost easier to keep the same schedule night after night.
Yeah, let's talk about those crazy hours for a second. When do you start, and typically, when do you stop?
Well, I usually start, I have the cab from 6 o'clock at night till 6 in the morning, so it's a 12-hour shift, and when I was a bit younger, I would work all 12 hours, and now that I'm getting a bit older, I find myself working still maybe 10 hours a day, but not quite the 12. Unless it's very busy out there. So it's a long shift, but you have your freedom, and, you know, if things are slow, you can go home and take a break or take a nap in the cab. So you have some flexibility, which is nice.
Well, let's ask you some of the questions that probably everybody asks the longtime cab driver. Any famous fares, any celebrities you've hauled around Milwaukee?
Oh, yeah. There's been so many, it's hard to... hard to remember them all. Probably the most famous person I had in the cab was, and this is a number of years ago, probably when I first started, was actually when cell phones first came out. So that was probably, you know, when cell phones were common, so almost 15 plus years ago. But I have a lot of bartenders and waitresses that are regular riders, and one of my bartenders called and said, would you like to pick up Larry Bird?
Wow.
And I thought she was joking, and I showed up, and sure enough, there was Larry Bird. And drove him and his friend around the city. They were kind of bar hopping. This is back when he was coaching Indianapolis, the Pacers. And super nice guy. He paid double whatever the fare was, so big tipper. And he was all right. I had Jim Gaffigan, the comedian. Uh-huh. I'm probably familiar with him. Tracy Morgan, after he did a Summerfest gig. That was about 10 years ago. John Fishman, the drummer from the band Fish. Actually, his whole band was in the cab. I picked them up at picked up these five guys at a restaurant in Milwaukee, and I said, "Where are you guys heading to?" And they said, "We're going to the Rave, which is a music venue here in Milwaukee." And I said, "Oh, great! Who's playing?" And they said, "We are, and we're late." And so I kind of went through my mental calendar as to who was playing, and realized who it was, and started asking a few questions, and John Fishman, the drummer for Fish, was one of the members of the band. So picked up lots of musicians, the band Gomez from England, which not a lot of people know about, but they were very nice. Sammy Lannis from the Bodines. I'm sure everyone's familiar with the Bodines. And a lot of baseball players, but since I don't really follow baseball, I couldn't tell you who they were, which is terrible.
Now, I imagine most of the people you pick up, though, aren't particularly famous, but, you know, everybody has a personality. And so from your perspective, what works out best for you? Somebody who gets in the back, because I've been in both situations. Sometimes I get in the back of a cab and I feel real chatty. And other times I just kind of want to be by myself. From your perspective, which do you like better?
Well, it depends on the time of day. If it's nighttime, usually I'm picking up younger kids and taking them to the bars, and they're chatty, or they'll start firing off a million questions. What's your most exciting ride? Who have you had in the cab? Tell us some stories. And they want to know what's going on, and that's fine. Usually in the morning, if you're taking someone to the airport, they've just woken up, they've got business on their mind, they're still groggy from, you know, just getting out of bed. And I might ask a couple questions, and sometimes you find that they're very chatty, and other times, you know, with a few questions, you can tell they just want to be left alone. And so, you know, I just keep to myself, and that's about it. So you shoot off a couple questions and you can figure it out pretty quick after all these years.
We said up front, cab drivers are kind of the unsung ambassadors of a place. What, when you're picking up people, say, at the airport, just coming into town, what do you want them to know about Milwaukee?
Well, there's kind of complicated, but there's two different types of cabs. There's cabs that sit at the airport that pick people up at the airport. I can take people to the airport, but I can't pick them up. But I do pick up a lot of people from the hotels, and it's the impression that a lot of people get, they don't know what to expect from Milwaukee if they've never been here before. They think Laverne and Shirley, they think Happy Days, they think what they've seen on TV, and they're impressed by the architecture. They're impressed by the cuisine. We have a lot of great restaurants in Milwaukee.
True.
They're impressed by the cleanliness, which is something you don't notice unless you go to a different city, that Milwaukee really is a very clean city. And we've preserved a lot of our architecture, and people comment on that all the time when I pick them up. Sometimes people want to go for a little ride and want to see some of the historic sites and want to see some of the big homes on Lake Drive. And I'm happy to take them for a ride and give them as much information as I can about the history of Milwaukee that I know.
One of the things that I've noticed lately is that things seem to be changing in the world of taxi cabs, and I'm wondering what you think the future of taxi cabs look like. And I'm thinking of, you know, some of the apps like Uber and some of those ride-sharing cars, you know, the ones with the pink mustaches and so forth. Is there a future for a good old taxi cab?
I think there'll always be taxi cabs in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's not really a cab town and never has been. It's not a Chicago. It's not a New York. But there's always a need for cabs. Milwaukee is a big drinking town, and a lot of people take advantage of the cabs when they go out during the week or on the weekends, which is a good thing because, you know, Milwaukee has too many people drinking and driving, and more people should take cabs. So I think there'll always be cabs in the city.
Well, because of drinking or otherwise, have you had a lot of backseat dramas unfold? Kind of people forget that there's somebody in earshot and have an argument or something like that.
Oh, you after 16 years driving, I've heard it all, seen it all. There's really not a lot that can shock me. And you hear arguments and you hear fights and you hear things that shouldn't be repeated and certainly aren't NPR appropriate.
Thank you for that.
I could tell you a lot of stories. But it's interesting. It's different every day, which is one of the things that I like about it. You're doing the same thing every day, but every day is different. You get different people in the car every day. You're dealing with different people. Some are very nice. A lot are not very nice, especially at bar time. But you learn to deal with it and continue on.
And does it ever get dangerous for you?
Well, in the when I was younger... And I guess I was a risk taker and looking for adventure. And I would go anywhere, anytime, any call. But you realize if you're looking for excitement, you're going to find it. And every city has its dark side. And in the first couple of years, I got shot at three times. And it wasn't specifically at me. It was just being at the wrong place at the wrong time. And a couple bullets hit the cab.
Wow.
But that's... That'll keep you up better than a Red Bull or a cup of coffee. You take a bullet to the quarter panel, let me tell you.
Oof. Well, on a happier note, you mentioned every now and then you do take some breaks from that seven-night-a-week schedule. What do you do for fun? I'm going to guess it's not go for a long drive, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I do one of two things. I have a girlfriend in Chicago, so if I do take a night off, I do take a long drive and go down and visit her. Quite often I go to as many concerts as I can, if that's available. And a lot of times I'll go to concerts while I'm working and then just hop in the cab right after the show. And, you know, you're the first cab there because you just left the show and, you know, people are coming out. So it works out quite well.
And now this is a loaded question. What do you listen to in the cab?
Oh boy, what do I listen to? It's
Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Public Radio. Yeah,
well done, sir.
So I listen to 89.7 here in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Generally, don't listen to you guys, but I do listen to NPR probably most of the time. I have an iPod in the car and listen to a lot of music that way, which is good. But I'm definitely a big NPR fan, that's for sure.
All right. So I think something a lot of us who only occasionally ride cabs want to know, what's the right etiquette for tipping a cab driver?
Well, you know, that's a difficult question. You know, some people don't know to tip at all, and usually they're kids, and that's fine, and they don't know, and I don't say anything about it. Some people go by a 10 or 20% rule. If it's a short ride, you know, a couple bucks. If you're going cross town, it should probably be a little bit, you know, $5, $6 or whatever would be more appropriate. I'm not so focused on that, though. I just want to make sure people have a good experience in the cab. And the tips are nice, but it's not the most important thing.
All right, Rory, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
All right,
we'll
see you on the road. Thanks a lot.
All righty, very good. Thanks again.
That was Milwaukee cabbie Rory Orgill.
And don't forget, if you'd like to be a guest on Hidden Wisconsin, or if you've got someone in mind, give our hotline a call at 855-6833-5422.
I typed it wrong, Gene.
Lots of numbers there. Let me do this again. 855-683-5422 and leave a message.
That makes more sense. Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, biologist Richard Dawkins joins the show to talk about his life and career as a scientist.
And we'll talk to education expert Diane Ravitch about her new book, Criticizing the Privatization of Schools.
In our Food Friday segment, we've got a chili expert. He'll tell us how to win that chili cook-off.
And that's all coming up tomorrow on Central Time. Coming up after the news, we'll hear about the politics behind the proposed Keystone XL pipeline, which would carry oil from Canada to refineries in Texas. I'm Gene Purcell.
I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time.
I said, hey,
hey,
Milwaukee,
Milwaukee
is all right with me. I said,